With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
I want you to get together.
Hello, everyone. How are we all doing? It's time for another Tips for Truthers. I have no idea what number this is, which is why I stopped numbering them this time around, because I have a terrible memory. But I do know what I want to talk about today. And like I said, I have my list, and this is kind of there. And in a way, I'm going to merge two of the tips together, because they do kind of come under one category at the end of the day. The first one is that there is a difference between conspiracy research and what I like to call conspiratainment. And I think this is good advice for some of the people who maybe just first woke up, maybe recently in the past couple of years, or maybe some people that woke up maybe a while ago and never really realized this thing, which I think is highly unlikely. I think the longer you're in the truth of culture for, you will eventually realize what I'm about to tell you. But there is a huge assortment of documentaries, shall we say, and TV shows. And even TV channels which are dedicated to conspiratorial topics. And this is where the second tip kind of comes in, and why I'm just going to make them one tip, and it'll make sense. And this one is was originally number 17 on the list, and it's that conspiracies like cryptids, JFK, Area 51, the moon landing hoax, false flag, inside job stuff, these type of general, very common, things we've kind of all heard before, the second gunman stuff on the grassy knoll. These type of conspiracies, as we call them, I'm not really going to ruffle any feathers. These are basic surface level concepts that actually bear no resemblance to the real conspiracy that is to be known out there. These are mainstream pop culture conspiracy theories. Okay, no one's going to stop me from talking about these. The TV is literally talking about them. Okay, so if you're watching these from mainstream sources that are openly talked about, and you think you've clued into something, or that you question the narrative, and you've got this image in your mind that you are now a conspiracy theorist, I hate to break it to you. I'm not trying to, denigrate you when I say this, but I've said you've got a lot of catching up to do. You haven't actually really scratched the surface at all, not even close. You have fallen into watching what I call conspiratainment. And now these are products that have been produced to capture your attention and to keep you locked into a surface level of conspiracy. They don't want you thinking much deeper than what they're going to present to you on these conspiratainment sources. And that's why I'm going to say that do not equate the two as real conspiracy research. It really isn't. There is a vast, complex conspiracy out there for you to get your head around. My channel is here to help you kind of understand it, and get your head around just how big and complex and how many facets there are involved with this overarching control mechanism that seems to be like a hydra with many heads and tentacles all wrapped around every single like facet of civilization and institutions. And it's kind of, you know, if you're just watching these shows, like, let's say, Ancient Aliens on the History Channel, you really aren't learning much. And you'll often find, you know, documentaries like that will have a lot of gatekeepers in them who will have a lot of charisma, you know, a lot of character, and maybe the, you know, the wild-haired guy who's like aliens, the meme, you know, they keep you like hooked into that comedy side of it. They'll entertain you, they'll keep you intrigued, and they'll make you laugh type of stuff. There's a lot of that, and it can suck you in, okay? It really can. And it can be entertaining, and the production value is usually a lot higher than what you find typically on YouTube, let's say. So yeah, they have a good way of getting you in, but they'll also kind of indoctrinate you a little bit with half-truths, and more often than not, just blatant Gnostic Luciferianism covered up under the veil of mysticism. You know, that's tends to be how the devil gets his philosophy in through the back door, you know. Make them think they're learning some epic, deep, hidden truths about the real nature of reality while secretly just giving them Luciferianism. That's basically how most of these documentaries work in some way. And then there's these other facets and kind of another rise of the conspiratainment documentary style that came with platforms like Netflix, for example. And there's I remember in maybe like the 2016 period, maybe 2015, 2016 period, there was a lot of these documentaries coming out that were kind of focused on uncovering the evil corruptions of, let's say, the meat industry or something, or the fishing industries, you know, like Seaspiracy came out, you know, and it's kind of how big corporations are dumping oil, or it's all that kind of stuff, you know, the typical thing that you've been hearing about for decades that are bad. Yes, they are definitely a sign that evil men are doing bad things and corporations aren't to be trusted, and corporations will certainly cut corners and step on the little guy to get ahead and all the rest of it. But even then, like, you're not really pushing much any boundaries learning that kind of stuff. That's just basic business, man, what you're learning there. You're learning just basically how business works. It's a cutthroat, horrible industry full of horrible people. Yeah, okay. Shock, horror. What have you really learnt? You've not learnt anything. But you will leave feeling like you have learned something. You may even leave with a sense of pride, like you now know something other people don't know. But the truth is, you really haven't. You may as well have watched Tiger King. You probably did. The thing is, that's there for a reason. It's there to keep you trapped, to keep you on that plateau, shall we say. It's to satiate that desire, which we all have, to know more, to know the truth, and to feel like we're not being fooled or deceived, or that we are above it all. And those documentaries on those mainstream platforms are designed to do just that. You know, the what's the government really know about UFOs type of stuff? Or is it Jesse Ventura going out asking the big questions? You know? Things like this. It's not what you think. It's far darker. And, you know, my other tips are there to help you deal with just how dark this can actually get. I know, I understand. And go and check those videos out. And look, I'm not trying to put, like, people down who watch those type of things, because they can be entertaining. I get it, you know. And maybe there is a place for it. Maybe, you know, getting retrospective about the idea. Maybe that's what people need to get their toes wet, shall we say, into conspiratorial thoughts. And it will inevitably lead from one thing to another to get them to start digging deeper, reading books, watching lectures, listening to people's research, you know, and getting a bit deeper into the secret society aspect, you know, and the Luciferian agendas aspect behind everything. Maybe that's what they need to get there. So maybe there's a place for it. I mean, sure, but I guess this tip is to remind you, or to let you know, it's kind of, don't think that's it. Don't think that's the limit. Don't think that's what you're supposed to discover. Like, this. And usually they'll leave you with more questions and answers in those documentaries as well. It's one question after another and never really any concise answers at all. And the answers you do get tend to be, as I said, Gnostic and or Luciferian or secular materialistic answers that don't delve into the deeper philosophical, spiritual aspects of reality. That's what you're going to get with mainstream conspiratainment. So that's one thing. Like I said, be aware of that. If the mainstream box in the corner of the room is talking about it, then it's not that deep or dangerous to anybody. There's more. There's lots more out there to discover. Now, another form of conspiratainment, which again is actually slightly different, you won't see on the mainstream sources. You won't see on, like I said, the TV, the box, but you will find this online predominantly. And as controlled opposition and gatekeepers go, as far as that goes, some of these people may be that, but I'm not here to say that is the case or who is or isn't. But there are channels and podcasts out there which kind of do the same thing, but they will talk about the horrible stuff, the deep stuff, the really hidden stuff, the things that are happening behind closed doors that the TV will never talk about. They'll go deeper. Okay, but they'll tend to be like comedians about it. They'll tend to, I mean, don't get me wrong, I try and keep things lighthearted. I make jokes every now and then, you know, but they are primarily focusing on making it a comedy show. They are a comedy show that talks about conspiracies. And there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that out there. I've talked to some of them, and I think that some of them are legit, and I think some of them may not be. I don't really know. Again, I can't say for certain, and I wouldn't want to accuse anybody of anything, but there comes a point where it's kind of like they're over-trivializing it. And their attitude, in a way, breeds apathy and nihilism rather than passion and a desire for change and action, in a sense. And it's funny because I get accused of the same thing making these tips, but that's not what I'm really after. I'm after making sure the individual doesn't lose their head. That's what these tips are really for. It's not to make you passive. Go, if you can take action somewhere, go take action. Go do what you can to help people in your immediate surroundings and area. Go make the videos, go and write the books, go and do the things, you know, do what needs to be done. But I feel like the weekly shows of comedy conspiracy shows, which comes, I believe goes under the umbrella of conspiratainment, can make people tune in, listen, laugh, forget. Tune in, listen, laugh, forget, because it kind of, the laughter side of things, I feel like it disperses that energy, that energy that could have otherwise been channeled into action. So there is a risk there, and maybe, again, it's possible the people who have these type of shows don't realise that's what they're doing, or that there would be a detrimental impact. And I understand the need to laugh when talking about otherwise dark subjects. I really do. Laughter is actually a great way to help get the message across to people. I even have a tip about that, you know, keep your sense of humour. So I get it, but I do feel like there's a heavy contingent out there that perhaps are not what's best. And again, I do feel like they'll give you a bit more truth than what you get on the TV, but they'll keep it relatively surface level, just a little bit deeper level, like maybe one level down from the surface. You know, they'll go a little bit deeper just because it's the internet and that's what people are looking for, a bit more edge. Or sometimes they'll go extreme edgy. But I think there is also something to bear in mind about podcasting, is that there are only so many guests out there, and podcasters are in the business of getting guests to be on their podcast. Okay, so they'll often get people on who maybe they're the ones spreading the disinformation, or they're the ones that aren't quite above board, maybe, you know. And often a lot of these conspiratainment channels don't really care about who they get on, who's on, what they have to say. They're just there for content. It's just somebody else on to say something, and they can nod their head and go, interesting, and then forget about it and move on to the next guest. And that's kind of the itinerant nature of podcasting. That's the game, you know. And as somebody who's been around the podcast circuit, I kind of get it, you know. And I don't think there are many like bad actors out there in the conspiracy world necessarily who are purposely out there doing that and getting guests on with specifically bad takes so they can spread more disinformation. I think it's just the nature of the game is that need people who to come on and talk. Eventually the pool runs the sources run out, like the pool like runs out of water eventually. There's only so much, there's only so many people out there to interview. So I do think that's a part of it too. But again, back to the point of this, don't confuse conspiratainment with legitimate conspiracy research. Real research is harder than just watching a comedy podcast or a documentary on the History Channel. Like, if you want to get the truth and really get deep down into like the truth of the hidden stuff that's going on in the agendas and the history, you're going to have to go and find it. You're going to have to go and read some books. You're going to have to find the people who have done the research and see what they've got. You're going to have to collaborate with others. You have to join groups, join forums. You're going to have the conversations. You're going to have to put the work in. Because there is a level to all of this where it's kind of, we don't really know what we're looking for as well in some respect. I mean, we know a lot, but there's still like 10 to 20% that's hidden that we can only speculate about because it's supposed to be hidden from us and it's hard to figure out what the truth is in some circumstances. So we do have to keep a level head. We do have to be discerning about the information we come across. And as real conspiracy theorists or questioners of the truth, shall we say, it's up to us to scrutinize information when it comes across our way, even if it seems like it's coming from trusted sources. And you know, that's the nature of our game. That's the game we're in. Truth is objective, it's not subjective. There is ultimate truth out there, you know, and we can find it. And when it comes to conspiracy theories, we can't all be right with our opinions. So I understand there's room to speculate. There's room to debate. There's room to kind of figure it out and get to the bottom of things. But there are also some things we're never just going to know. And I guess it's the mystery that conspiratainment plays off of. And it's there to entrap you. It's there to distract you. It's there to placate you. So there we go, guys. Know the difference between real conspiracy research and conspiratainment. They are not on the same level. Some topics, things like UFOs, Bigfoot, cryptids, the JFK assassination, the moon landing stuff, they're all completely legitimate. You're okay to talk about topics. They're not as deep as you think they are. They're not as anti-government or establishment as you think they are. They're okay. They're safe conspiracies. The controls are happy for you to focus on. It gets far deeper than that if you're ready to go there. And I know a lot of my audience have already gone way off the deep end and are trying to get back to the surface. I know that, you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but if you're new to conspiracy, buckle up because there's so much further to go. So there we go. Thanks for listening, guys. And as always, God bless.
I want you to get together.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.